Morning, Chair.
The honourable members, morning. I always great to test honourable members. Just maybe read back. Okay. Good morning, honourable members. Welcome to this meeting. All of you, all participants, all who have joined our meeting this morning. The representatives from the National Department of Health, whom I will get introductions to soon. All other guests, all other media personnel. This is a meeting of the morning, Masengwa.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning.
Morning. This is a meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Health of the National Assembly on the 19th October 2022 at 10 o'clock in the morning. We are here to receive a report on the committee's report. Sorry about that. I needed to see whether that was any one of you calling. The committee's report this morning towards the BRRR process. Ms. Machulamba, before we continue, can I get an indication of attendance and the policies?
Good morning and thank you, sir. Present is Dr. Jacob, Mr. Munyayi. Mr. Munyayi, Ms. Keller, Mr. Kaba, Ms. Clark, Ms. Wilson, Dr. Tembe Kwayo, Ms. Chirwa, Uma Musengwa, Mr. Van Staden, and Mr. Imam Sheikh. I've received an apology from Ms. Sugars. Thank you, Chair.
If I may.
Yes, sir. Yes. I'm trying.
Thank you.
Just hold on, please, Ms. Machulamba,
or
is it my internet?
Sorry, sir, I didn't hear that.
And now it seems like it's my internet is a bit unstable. I thought it was yours. Let's see how it gets. Was that with Honorable Clark?
Was Honorable Wilson Chair?
Honorable Wilson, yes?
Yes, Chair, please can we ask that you accept the apologies of Honorable Ismail if she's not on. Her daughters were involved in a car accident and are in hospital. So please, you know, if she's not on yet, but she has got a crisis, so please accept apologies on her behalf.
Thank you very much. We're sorry to hear this. We'll all have to call Honorable Ismail. We're all very sorry to hear this news, and we wish her daughter a speedy recovery and that she does well. And also that we support the family in this difficult time, and we'll call her later. Thank you very much. Honorable Munyai?
No. You already represented us to wish the family very well, speedy recovery, and the daughter and so on. So please, you already represented us. Please, you may proceed. Thank you. Sorry, I lowered. I lowered my hand. We may proceed. You represented us correctly.
Honorable members, I'm going to have to switch my camera. I'm not certain whether we've just had load shedding. but I am struggling a bit. Aside, I'll have to also move my interview to the position where I am now. Honorable Dr. Tembakwayo.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to say I'm here at the remote place in Komati for the by-elections. So if I get locked out of this committee, Honorable Lady Chira will record our rejection of the BRR report just from the start before you even present it to us. Please note it that way. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to allow the Parliamentary Liaison Officer, Mr. Joe Hutler, to tell us who is here from the department.
He's not part of the meeting, Chair. They were not invited.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Honourable members, before we proceed, I would like to remind you that this virtual meeting is deemed to be in the precinct of Parliament and therefore constitutes a meeting of a committee of the National Assembly for official purposes only. In addition to the rules of virtual sitting, the rules of the National Assembly, including the rules of debate, apply. Members enjoy the same powers and privileges that apply in a sitting of the National Assembly. Members should equally note that anything said in the virtual platform is deemed to have been said to the House and may be ruled upon. All members who have logged in shall be deemed to be present and are requested to mute the microphones and only unmute when recognized to speak. This is because the microphones are very sensitive and will pick up noise that which might disturb the attention of other members. When recognized to speak, please unmute your microphone and connect your video. Members may make use of the icons on the bar at the bottom of the screen, which has an option that allows the member to put up his or her hand to raise points of order. The Secretariat will assist in alerting the Chairperson to members requesting to speak. When using the virtual system, members are urged to refrain or desist from unnecessary points of order or interjections. We will now go straight to our agenda for the day, Honourable Members. We first need to discuss the report, and I want to thank Ms. Majalamba and the entire team who had worked tirelessly this weekend to compile this report. And we had then gone through this report and made certain that we capture any small little errors, like typo errors or so. And so we would know that the department only finished their presentation to us late on Friday, so there's been quite a bit of sacrifice on their behalf to work over the entire weekend and for us to be able to have this report this morning. So Ms. Majalamba, I just want to, have I been lost again? No.
I can hear you, Chair.
Oh, okay. I thought for a moment there.
We can hear you, Chair.
All right. So, Ms. Majalamba, shall I share the screen?
Yes, Chair, please. Thank you.
Can you see my screen, Honourable Members? I'm very sorry that you will not be able to see my video because of load shedding this side. But can you see my screen? I'm just going back.
Can see it, Chair?
Yes, Chair, we can see.
Yes, Chair, we can see.
55-page document, and after we're done with this, please don't forget. Please give me a minute. Let me just see if I can get a better connection. Unstable. Thank you. Okay. Honorable members, I'm back. Not the best of pictures with the background, but it's fine. Can you still see my screen?
This is fantastic position, Chip.
Thank you very much. So, honorable members, can you still see my screen so we can start? I'm sorry about this.
We can see you, Chairperson.
Yes, Chairperson. Right. No longer sharing, Chair.
Thank you. So, honorable members, this is the budgetary review and recommendations report of the Portfolio Committee on Health.
But Chairperson, is your face?
You are no longer sharing, Chair.
Yeah.
No,
we need the report, not the face, Chairperson.
Okay, let me get to that. Share screen, this one. Is that better now?
Yes, we can see it.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Members, I'm going to just explain the contents very quickly. This was forwarded to all of you. I know it was a bit late, but I've also made apologies already for the work because the department finished. We received them only late on Friday, but we would have hoped that you would have gone through this report because, of course, for the 55 pages, we are not going to be able to read every page. And so I'm going to give a general overview of what is on in this report. Chapter 1 is the introduction, which just speaks about the purpose of the report and the process, and we've done this before. Chapter 2 on strategic overview, it just speaks about the policy priorities for the particular year, which is 2021 to 2022, and what documents and policies it is derived from, and those are the four big ones. And then Chapter 3, a report of the Financial and Fiscal Commission. Chapter 4, report on the Auditor General of South Africa. Chapter 5, the performance of the department for 2021-2022, which is divided into two sections, the financial performance and then the non-financial performance. And Chapter 6, performance of the entities. And the entities are mentioned there for 2021-2022. And Chapter 7 are the committee observations and findings. Chapter 8, committee recommendations. And then we conclude. So in terms of our introduction there, only one line that's really important is that the Committee on Health, having assessed the performance of the Department of Health, again, reports as follows. And again, these are the standard ratings which we put into the introduction, so I'm going to skip this. I'm also going to mention just the two lines on the purpose of the report in that it summarizes presentations received from the department and entities focusing on the 2021-2022 annual reports and financial statements. The report details the deliberations, observations, and recommendations made by the committee relating to the department and its entities' financial and non-financial performance for the 2021-22 financial year. And I mentioned in terms of process, it's just what we've reviewed and analyzed those reports in assessing the performance of the department. And so some of this is repeat, but it has to be written in the format that it's written. And these are the dates on which we had interactions with the department and with the entities, as well as the FFC and the AGSA. These are just the policy priorities which we had spoken about. These are the five goals. I'm also not going to read these goals because we know these goals by now, and also the documents from which a lot of the information as presented is derived from. And I will now go to the report of the FSC, which is Chapter 3. So the FFC highlighted the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. It spoke about the 2022 budget allocated for vaccines of 2.3 billion rand and to buy more doses and to administer vaccines. The additional funding that was received by the provinces over the MTF of 15.6 billion rand to fight COVID and address shortfalls. The FSC noted that the next 3 years, 440.5 million rand was shifted from NAL's main budget to the forensic chemistry laboratories. They noted the number of health facilities implementing national quality improvement programs per year as having declined 1,906 in 2019-2020 to 1,444 in 2020-21. Then it speaks a little bit about changes to provincial allocations over the MTF period of 15.6 billion rand being added to provincial departments to respond to COVID. Then on the report from the AGSA, the department is noted to have received a qualified audit opinion with findings in the current year. The qualification accrued departmental revenue related to recoupment and reimbursement of COVID-19 vaccine-related costs. And then three entities have received unqualified audit with findings, which were CMS, NHLS, and SAHPRA. The three entities have received unqualified audit with no findings, which is SAMRC, CCOD, and OHSC. And the AG reported during the period under review, the department entities incurred irregular expenditure amounting to 1.3 billion rand, which was an increase of 42% compared to the prior year. On provincial departments, it was noted there no improvement to the audit outcomes for Eastern Cape, Free State, Northern Cape, and KZN, and that it has remained static for the past 4 years. It commends the Western Cape for maintaining clean audit outcomes consistently over the years, and that the AG is mostly concerned about the Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, and KZN. On medical legal claims, it noted that as of 31st March 2022, where there were 15,148 claims valued at 125.3 billion rand, and that of that 855.6 million rand has already been paid towards medical legal claims in the 2021-2022 financial year. The performance of the department, I'm going to address the financial performance, received a budget of 65.9 billion rand. It spent 65.2 billion rand, which was an expenditure of 98.8%, which is a little bit lower than the 99.1% of the previous year. And an underspending of 771.3 million rand, increase from 578.8 million rand in the previous financial year, and it just speaks a little bit about the other years. And then in terms of the programs, this is just an indication of the appropriations and expenditure. And largest amount of under expenditure representing nearly a quarter of the department's total expenditure was Program 2, National Health Insurers, as it underspent by 187.8 million rand. I'm going to pass these programs just speak about the environment of approval is obtained from National Treasury to via 13.1 million rand after the adjustments budget from goods and services to transfers and subsidies. No unauthorized expenditures incurred during the period under review. The unauthorized expenditure was noted to be from the previous financial year of 49.7 million rand, of which 30.6 million rand was noted as recoverable. And a balance of 19.2 million rand is recorded as unauthorized, awaiting authorization. The AGA was also unable to find audit evidence that disciplinary steps were taken against officials who had incurred irregular expenditure as well as fruitless and wasteful expenditures required by the PFMA since investigations were not performed. In terms of cumulative fruitless and wasteful expenditure, it amounts to 1.5 million rand, which is down from 2.1 million rand in 2020-2021. And as 565,000 rand was written off. Fruitless whether it's wasteful expenditure, where they go through from 2015-2016 financial years right up to 2021, 2022. So fruitless and wasteful expenditure was largely constituted by penalties and interest due to the late payment to suppliers of the African Revenue Service penalties. The department also investigated fruitless and wasteful expenditure from no-shows and penalties from motor vehicle licenses, which were renewed late in last year. And so, in terms of irregular expenditure for 2021-22, total 16.6 million rand, and there's the breakdown of it. And then on non-financial, which is then service delivery performance, these are the different programs. As you can see, the targets, I'm going to speak only to the six programs in the first column, and in the fifth column are the targets achieved for 2021-2022. And we can see, you can see for yourselves targets mentioned. I'm going to go on, not I'll go to performance per program. Maybe this one just on the two targets related to medical legal claims, the case management system. Neither the case management system nor the policy and legal framework to manage medical legal claims were fully achieved. And then the department met its target of achieving an unqualified audit opinion for 2020-2021. And then we speak, they go and they talk about the previous audit. And then there's a bullet that says the Eastern Cape, Free State, Northern Cape, Limpopo, and KwaZulu-Natal provincial departments of health received qualified audits with findings. And then on program two, I'm going to move a bit faster. Spending continues to decline in the program compared to previous financial years in both actual amount spent and in percentage terms. And then on program three, six targets were met out of nine, vaccinated nearly 21 million people with a target of 40 million against COVID-19. And the National Multisectoral Strategic Plan for Control of Tobacco Products and Electronic Delivery Systems 2022-2027 has been developed. And we'll be looking forward, just as a matter of mentioning honorable members, to a bill that I think has been sent to Parliament already on the tobacco bill, loosely called the tobacco bill. So 510 medical officers and professional nurses were trained in clinical management of mental disorders. And new guidelines for maternal care as well as neonatal care have been approved. In terms of primary health care, we see that the total target set were nine and targets achieved were six. There's the funding and with the ideal clinic program, we've actually mentioned this, but 1,928 PhD facilities attained ideal clinic status. And the reason for not reaching it was attributed to COVID-19. And on program five, hospital systems, The three targets were reached, which is 100% of success rate, 52 primary health care facilities constructed or revitalized, 21 hospitals constructed or revitalized, and 121 public health facilities, be it clinics, hospitals, nursing colleges, EMS, base stations, were maintained, repaired, and or refurbished. Those are program six. Seven targets set for achieved. That's decreased from nine in 2020 to 2021. And these targets achieved include nine public nursing colleges are supported to achieve accreditation for basic and specialist nursing and midwifery programs. 100% eligible students were allocated to a health facility for community service. And 3,674 COVID vaccination sites registered on EVDS and revised health research priorities. I am going to move to report of the Auditor General on the department. Department's audit outcomes deteriorated. Has received a qualified audit opinion with emphasis on matter. The department, the financial statement that presents fairly its financial position. And the basis for the qualified opinion is that the AG could not obtain sufficient evidence to accrue departmental revenue. And this, as we have been informed, was related to the recoupment process of COVID-19 vaccine allocations and payments. The AG found that the financial statements submitted for audit had not been prepared according to the prescribed financial reporting framework, supported by full and proper records. And then on this paragraph, effective and appropriate steps not been taken to be taken to prevent irregular expenditures required by the PFMA and the Treasury regulation. So this is a summary of what we had raised already and the reasons for those. Citing internal control deficiency, AG noted the investigations into the irregular expenditure regarding the multi-million rand communication contract. And then on technical issues, an error was found, and this was discussed, and this has been an engagement between the AG and the department to correct that error. The performance of entities, so NHLS, I'm not going to on these entities go through their mandates. I'm only going to here and there mention their highlights. As you can see there, 6.1.1 are highlights, and it's followed by performance, and then it's according to programs. I'll go back to that point now, but it's according to programs, and then I'm not going to also then speak on every program for every entity. So highlights is that the NHLS increases revenue, it generated a surplus, it achieved 88% of its targets, of which some of its targets were to have webinars and publish peer-reviewed articles in peer-reviewed journals. Revenue for COVID-19 testing amounted to 2.4 billion rand, increased its assets, and 18 new laboratories accredited by the South African National Accreditation System. So now I'll go through, pass these programs to go to the actual summaries on financial performance. The financial statements for 2021-2022 provide full account of the income and as a controlling entity, including its subsidiary, South African Vaccine Product Producers. Then, there's the points which were raised about the growth of its revenue. These points were already raised, where does this income from? And current assets were mentioned. And the report of the independent auditors, which found that the NHL has received an unqualified audit opinion, and was done by the auditing firm next year is SAB and T. And the issues found were the following: effective and appropriate steps are not taken to prevent illegal expenditure. Speaks about not full implementation of effective controls. Speaks about impaired amounts and quotations and contracts awarded to bidders who do not submit a declaration. I will now move on to those people who, the Office of Health Standard Compliance. Again, this speaks to their mandate and their performance this year. And I will go to the summary of that performance. So the programs, that's still the program, that's not the general financial performance here. The revenue derived from an allocation from National Treasury under the budget vote from the National Department of Health. They generated 139.2 million rand in the year that we're discussing as compared to the previous year. It increased now to 160. Total revenue increased to 160.1 million rand. Yes, in this current financial year, from 139.2 million rand in the prior year. The report of the AG, they received an unqualified audit opinion from the AG, and there were no material findings of the usefulness and reliability of the reported performance information reported on the SAMRC. I will go to their performance. Report of the AG did not identify any significant deficiencies. They received a clean audit to confirm the entity's donation of vaccines to the Department of Health. Program 2 core research selected that one randomly, and they did not identify any material findings on the usefulness and reliability of reported performance information. On the health ombud, the health ombud during the 2021-2022 reporting period noted the following milestones: the Eastern Cape Department of Health investigation, also the twinning agreement between the Office of Health Ombud of South Africa and the UK Parliamentary and Health Service Ombudsman, the performance for the period 2020-21. So this is again per program. That's a figure to, in terms of the number of complaints received. We can see there's a general increase year on year. And majority of complaints are received from Gauteng, followed by the Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. Then financial performance, the OHO, as we know, is housed by the OHSC, and it shares financial and human resources with the OHSC. And due to this reason, financial performance of the office is contained in the OHSC report. The office stated the following obstacles. It says the failure of parliamentarians to understand the role of the health ombud in the processes of lodging complaints, delays in responses, the requested information by some health establishments, the disgruntled complainants who agreed by the findings and recommendations of the ombud, and the unavailability of the key witnesses during on-site investigations impact the complaints. I'll go to the achievements, which we've already mentioned. One that added achievement that needs to be mentioned is the draft OHO bill in collaboration with the NDOH, and the process is on track and progressing well. Dr. Chris has been assigned to oversee the completion of the process. In terms of the CCOD, I'm not going to go through the mandate, and I'm not going to go through the reports. Very essentially, in one of the bullet points, is to note that the IGSA audited the financial statements for the period 2019-2020 and 2020-2021 and concluded the annual reports for financial statements for the 2018-2019 and 2019-2020 financial years. You'll be reminded that this was something that was in the making, and there was catch-up work to do in terms of completing the financial statements and annual reports and submitting to the IGSA. I'd be very happy to say from the IGSA report that that the CCOD had received a clean audit for this particular financial year, puts them in a much better position to be able to perform their work and not still having to do catch-up work. There we find that the AG did not identify any material findings of non-compliance with the specific matters in applicable legislation set out in the general notice issued in terms of the Public Audit Act. All right, so here are the other reporting periods. I'll just go down a bit and start with this one just to mention. So here is 2018-2019. There is just a summary. There is 2019-2020. I'll go back here. So 2018-2019 was a qualified audit opinion for that period ending March 2019. In audit opinion was unqualified also for 2019-2020. And in 2021 was an unqualified audit opinion with findings. And now we are 2021 and 2022. You would remember we have not dealt with these reports here. We had still have to take a decision whether we want to actually have them come and present all of these reports or how we are actually going to deal with that. And I think I must also we must also get some advice from the office of the House Chairperson. Council for Medical Schemes. Council for Medical Schemes, in terms of its performance, achieves 83.3% of all target indicators. It received an unqualified report by the Auditor General of South Africa. The prescribed minimum benefits which were published, and then in terms of these are their programs. I'm also not going to go through all of these programs, honorable members. Then it speaks about their complaints adjudicated and then their financial performance, and I want to get to the summary. Report of the Auditor General, they received an unqualified audit opinion with findings on compliance. And they've been in this category for several years due to instances of non-compliance relating to the prevention of irregular expenditure and the material amendments to the annual financial statements. Although the AG did not raise any material findings on the usefulness and reliability of the performance information. The management has not adequately monitored compliance with applicable laws and regulations, as well as related internal control, as evident by the non-compliance with supply chain management. So we would have noted this in a few places, and it is addressed in this report. Then an irregular expenditure of 64.1 million rand, which is actually of which most was carried over from the previous year, and 16.4 million rand has been referred to or submitted to the National Treasury for condonation, and 13 million rand was condoned. On SAPRA, These are the core mandates. I'm not going to through the couple of challenges mentioned here. Yes, public protests, political pressure in areas such as cannabis, litigation cases against SAHPRA pertaining to the application approval of the use of ivermectin and cannabidiol, and SAHPRA reduced the time taken to register COVID-19 vaccine to less than 3 months, transitioning to digital platform, resulting receipt of applications electronically has proven to improve the turnaround time. There's progress on the backlog clearance program, approved and implemented the policy on priority review pathways for medicines. They implemented strategies to reduce the backlog building of the backlog building up in generic medicine registrations. They had conducted inspections. They had local physical on-site inspections, and approved the majority of unregistered medicines that treat COVID-19. Then their performance, these are as per program. Financial performance, they had a total revenue of estimated 367.5 million rand. And there's actually mentioned the expenditure as to the local revenue, total revenue was derived from. And SAHPRA's total expenditure was 339.3 million rand against a budget of 357.6 million rand. Then the report of the AG, they obtained an unqualified audit opinion on the usefulness and reliability of performance information. AG could not identify any material findings in the report of performance information program 4. So that was the one that was randomly chosen. And on revenue management, effective and appropriate steps were not taken to collect all revenue due. AG notes the entity did not implement proper record keeping to ensure complete, relevant and accurate information as well as financial statements. Honourable members, we're now going to start with the committee observations and findings. My suggestion would be that I finish this and we take the whole report in its entirety, and then I will take hands. I've not been able to, of course, look at the WhatsApp site or on the participants list to see if any hands were raised, and I'll do that a little bit later once I have completed this section. I'm going to read a bit more thorough for us to get an understanding of our observations, our deliberations. Audit outcomes of the department. We're going to deal first with the department. We noted with concern findings of the AG or the National Provincial Departments of Health remain unchanged year on year. There seems to be no accountability regarding consequence management, concerned about the department's regression in audit outcomes. And our committee noted the stagnation in audit outcomes of provincial departments. On overall performance and reporting, committee was concerned at the slow pace in the reopening of the nursing colleges, the concern about the vacancy rates at the HSC and the health ombud, and how two entities were going to deliver the mandate with staff shortages, expressed concern over vacancies of the Department of Health, wanted to know how these will be filled. Concern was raised in relation to the decline in number of primary healthcare facilities that qualify as the ideal clinics, further noting that clinics are the first point of contact for patients. Committee expressed concern regarding the backlog in elective surgeries, and we're concerned about the lack of visible programs implemented by the Department on gender-based violence, raised major concern on general health service provision, particularly the inaccessibility of primary healthcare services, citing certain incidences where patients were denied access to healthcare services on medical legal claims. We noted the concern that the medical legal claims exceed provincial department budgets. Committee noted concern that the case management system on medical legal claims was only implemented in one province, and questioned whether a feasibility study was conducted to determine its viability on infrastructure. We note that concern infrastructure management runs in departments remain a major challenge on financial management, concern over legal expenditure, concern that provinces are under financial restrain, resulting in increased accruals and late payment of suppliers, and want to know what the department is going to do is to assist provinces, concerned about irregular, wasteful, and fruitless expenditure incurred in the health sector, and it continues to increase, amounting to billions of francs. And the NHLS commended the NHLS for its unqualified audit, concerned about the AG's findings, including the incurred irregular expenditure. I want to know what the entity was going to do to address these findings. Committee noted the minimal presence of NHLS in the Northern Cape. On the OHSC, committee commended the OHSC for movement in audit outcomes from unqualified with findings to unqualified opinion with no findings. Concerned about the budget constraints restricting the entity from filling vacant positions, notably concerned only 41% of vacancies were filled and what they were going to do about it. Concerned about the number of public health establishments inspected during the period under review, sought further details from plans to increase this to almost 50%. I want to know which strategies were in place to ensure that health facilities are compliant under NHI and which facilities have been prioritized to reach compliance standards. On the SAMRC, the committee commended the SAMRC for maintaining a clean audit. Committee pointed out the need for research on mental health. The CCUD committee commended the CCUD for getting its financial reporting up to date, concerned about the unclaimed benefits that needed to be paid to the beneficiaries on OHO. Welcome the progress made in the drafting of the legislation, which was mentioned, concerned about the staff shortages. CMS, concerned about the irregular expenditure cut by the entity. What they were going to do about it, the committee wanted to know why the council medical schemes overstepping jurisdiction by regulating medical insurance, whereas the mandate was to regulate medical schemes. Sought progress on the Section 59 investigation into allegations of racial profiling by medical schemes. The committee wanted to know how the SIU investigation into maladministration of the CMS was and whether there were any action taken against transgressors on SAPRA. We commended them for their improved audit outcomes, concern about the AG's findings on the entity. We wanted how they were going to address the deficiencies in internal controls. We wanted clarity. Wanted them to address the shortcomings, especially in supply chain management and consequence management. We wanted to know who the sponsors and funders of this of SAPRA were and the working relationship with each sponsor and funder. Committee wanted to know why Pfizer is not withdrawn following the leaked report. Why Pfizer is not withdrawn following the leaked report and possible adverse effects and were hidden from the public and whether SAPRA was aware of this information and its response was there. Want to know the number of cases of adverse effects and alleged deaths due to vacancies and the number of investigations being concluded as well. In terms of recommendations, so again, per department, per entity, and so for the department, we say the following recommendations. On audit outcomes, we wanted the department to ensure that all findings of the AG are processed in order to improve audit outcomes, the report on the committee on progress, provide a detailed report to the committee on how it is assisting provinces in dealing with accruals. The detailed report should be presented to the committee on a quarterly basis. Provide a report to the committee on how the three provinces, Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, KZN, as flagged by the AG, are assisted to improve on their audit outcomes. Provide systems to assist provincial departments to develop internal controls and instruments to monitor and eliminate irregular, wasteful, and fruitless expenditure to reduce inefficiencies. Provide a turnaround plan to address the recurring issues relating to quality of performance information as reported by the AG. On overall performance and reporting, they must provide a report and implementation of mental health policy framework. Department should accelerate the reopening of nursing colleges, provide the committee a detailed turnaround plan to address the surgery backlogs, report committee on its role and plans to address gender-based violence, ensure the scale-up of the ideal clinic program, and report quarterly to the committee on progress on medical legal claims, provide the committee with an action plan on the management of medical legal claims as these put immense pressure on provincial departments, budget, ensure extensive rollout of the case management system to assist with the management of medical legal claims, and in financial management assist those entities whose performance is restricted by budgetary constraints to ensure their optimal operation. Put systems and measures in place to prevent irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure on the entities, on the NHLS. They should address all the matters raised by the AG on the OHSC, engage the minister on the entity's budgetary constraints to ensure that it is fully capacitated, delivers on its mandate, present to the committee a detailed report on the remedial actions and strategies to ensure that health facilities are compliant in preparation for NHI. Provide the committee with a list of facilities which have been prioritized to reach compliance standards. On CCOD, CCOD should put mechanisms in place to track and trace beneficiaries of unpaid funds. CMS, the entity, should ensure that it addresses all the AG's findings, strengthen public education on medical schemes, options, and benefits. In conclusion, unless otherwise indicated, the Department of Health should respond to the committee recommendations in 3 months from the day when the report is adopted by the House. The department and entities to provide progress reports on all of the recommendations on a quarterly basis. I'm going to stop sharing now the screen, honourable members, I'm just going back to the Zoom meeting, or let me stop sharing my screen, go back to my Zoom meeting, and then I need to look on the system to see who have raised hands. So let us, all right, in this order, and I have now not written down, but let me start writing down.
Professor, is it about the adoption of the report or just the general comment?
It is about, remember, it is about the adoption of the report today. So if you have anything you want to say about the report itself as we move towards adoption of this report today, that is our duty for today, Honorable Dr. Tembelkwai. So Skela, Van Staden, Clark, Munyai, Chirwa, any other hands? Gela, Van Staden, Clark, Munyai, Chirwa. No other hands for now? In that order, honorable members.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, for the comprehensive report. Indeed, this is what we have received from a different entity and also the Department of Health. It's a true reflection, Chairperson. Chairperson, as African National Congress, we adopt the report as presented before us by you today, and we really appreciate the good work that you have done, including the department and also other departments that have submitted their APP to us as a portfolio committee. Number two, Chairperson, on the recommendations, we also support those recommendations. The other issue that I want to raise, Chairperson, it's regarding the issue that was raised by Ombuds which I think we need as a portfolio committee to go and visit, especially Eastern Cape, start with the Eastern Cape, and also follow with other provinces to check the hospitals and also the challenges that they are facing. And also I'm proposing a chair that we used the first week of November, which is the 4th of November, to go and visit Eastern Cape, hoping that even my colleagues will support the visit to Eastern Cape. The other issue that I want to touch on, Chair, is the issue of the NHI, which is not covered in the report. Maybe if you can just add, it's one of the issue that is left out, because we know that we are currently busy moving forward to implement NHI, and which is a good tool to address all the challenges that the health is faced with currently. And also, as it was supported by the health ombud, that it's a good move for us as South Africa to consider the NHI moving forward, as it's been implemented in other countries. The other issue, Chair, is the issue of medical legal claims. Think on this one, we need to get expect to deal with those issues that you have highlighted in your report, which is going to give us more or clarity or and more information as they are inspect on this. Issues. So that will be my submission, Chair, to say that we appreciate the good work that you have done to prepare this report, Chairperson, and we fully support it and we adopt the report as it is. And thank you for the good work that also Ms. Majalamba is doing in our department. We really appreciate you and your staff. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. I assume I can go now. I just want to open my document. I don't have a problem with the recommendations, but there's some recommendations I would like to add to the standing recommendations. And first of all, also thank you from my side to Ms. Majalamba for this comprehensive report. On the recommendations under the Department of Health of audit outcomes, I would like to add, but I will send this also afterwards to you, Chair, and to Ms. Majalamba. The first one is the department must provide the committee with a report on measures to combat corruption, mismanagement, and maladministration. The second one, the department to provide the committee with a report on the reasons why a qualified audit was received and measures for a turnaround strategy. And the third one on the audit outcomes with the provinces of the Eastern Cape, Free State, KZN and Limpopo, Northern Cape, provide the committee with a report on reasons why these provinces receives qualified audits and measures for a turnaround strategy. Under the overall performance and reporting, I just would like to add there that the department must provide the committee with an update regarding the matter of cancellation of operations due to lack of maintenance in hospitals, including timeframes to resolve these problems. And yes, sir, Chairperson.
Remember, you're now reading something that is not captured on a document yet.
Yes.
And And you're going very fast. Even I can't keep
up. Okay. But I go slower.
What you are saying, so I'm just wondering from the side of the secretariat whether they're able to capture this. Yeah, if you can go slower.
Sure.
So that one can capture the gist of what you're saying. Because when we adopt the report today, we need to be able to ensure we know what you've said. because okay. It would say with amendments as suggested by yourself.
Okay, then do you want me to start from scratch, Jefferson?
Start from scratch, yes.
All right. On the audit outcomes of the Department of Health under 8.1, I would like to add there, number one, the first one is the department must provide the committee with a report on measures to combat corruption, mismanagement, and maladministration. Is that slow enough, Chairperson?
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. The second one, the department to provide the committee with a report on reasons why a qualified audit was received and measures for a turnaround strategy. The third one under that section is that the provinces of the Eastern Cape, the Free State, KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, and the Northern Cape provide the committee with a report on reasons why these provinces receives qualified audits and measures for a turnaround strategy. That's on the audit outcomes for the Department of Health. Under the overall performance and reporting, that recommendations is fine. I just would like to add there also three. The first one is the department must provide the committee with an update regarding the matter of cancellation of operations due to a lack of maintenance in state hospitals that includes timeframes to resolve these problems. The second one there, under hospital systems, a report must be provided to the committee of a full list of 121 facilities that was upgraded, revitalized, or newly built. Remember, we've asked several times for this, but we never received this. So I think it's best to put it into a recommendation. And the last one under this section is, the department, and the minister also spoke about this, the department must provide a full report to the committee regarding the negotiations with Eskom to provide electricity, to all state hospitals and clinics during load shedding. I hope you've got that one. If you go to medical legal claims, I just want to add the following, the department must provide the committee with a report on all legal claims currently against the department. The reason for this one, Chairperson, is just we've spoken about this on Friday. I don't want a full thing who's got what case against who. All I wanted to see, or for us to see here, is just a list to say this was the case, this was initiated on that date, and this case is currently before the court or not. So it's quite simple. It's not so difficult. If we go down to 8.2.4, the CMS, the one I would like to add there is a report must be provided to the committee by the CMS on all medical aid funds that are at the risk of collapsing. I think it is, we must have at least to see what is going to happen, especially what happened to Medipause this past 2 weeks and another entity as well, which is in trouble, so that we can, from our side, can do the necessary things that needs to be done. But I would like to add another point, and it's 8.2.5, Health Ombudsman. I don't know if I've missed it, but the recommendation I want to propose there, but engage the Minister of Health on the entity's budgetary constraints to ensure that it is fully capacitated and it delivers on its mandate. That's the input from my side. Chairperson, I hope everything was, I've talked slow enough, but if not, I can send my document that I've worked on to Ms. Majalamba and yourself as well. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Fansada. You would still have to send the document, and any other members who want to make recommendations need to be much forward written in a written format to Ms. Majalamba, even though it's for my purposes that I want to know exactly what is being said by the honorable members when it comes to anything that needs, that they propose, it needs to be captured in the document.
I'll send it immediately, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Next one is Honorable Clark.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to everybody. I have been covered in some retrospect by members on Staden. I would also like to add to the recommendation that he's made on the audit on 8.1, just get there, the Department of Health, you know, to provide a report on fraud and corruption. But I'd like to add an additional pointer there to say that can the department also provide us with a report in terms of officials that have been found guilty in terms of fraud and corruption, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, and you know how many disciplinary cases have been opened and what the status quo of those disciplinary cases are. We can add that to that recommendation from my side. Just give me a minute, I just need to go back to... Then if we look at medical legal claims, and at the end, in terms of the case management system, if we could just add to that, provide the portfolio committee with a detailed plan and timeframes for rollout and implementation to all provinces. Then the OHSC at the last point. If we could just, which is the committee wanted to know what strategies were placed to ensure that the health facilities are compliant under NHI and which facilities have been prioritized to reach compliance standards. If we could just add there, provide the portfolio committee with inspection reports so that effective oversight can be done at 35 clinics and hospitals. Then OHO. Member from Staden has covered me there where the minister needs to approach National Treasury in terms of the funding of the Ombudsman and its mandate so that it can achieve its mandate. Sorry, I'm just going to all my notes. And then yeah, Member von Staden's also covered me in terms of the recommendation around the provinces and what their turnaround strategy is going to be in terms of their findings. Then at the overall performance reporting, which is the department to accelerate the reopening of nursing colleges in order to increase the output of nurses. Provide the portfolio committee with a detailed plan and timeframes for rollout and implementation to all provinces. Then medical legal claims at the last pointer, if we could add, provide the portfolio committee with a detailed plan and timeframe for rollout and implementation to all provinces. And then also that we discussed this on last week as well, that the committee ensures that a planned workshop is put in place for discussion in terms of the medical legal claims and what strategy will follow suit from that. Then the OHSC at the last pointer, we could add, provide the portfolio committee with inspection reports so that effective oversight can be done at 35 clinics and hospitals. This needs to be done before NHI can be considered and must be presented to the committee before the end of the financial year. Then under CMS, a recommendation that CMS must provide us a list of legislated PMB cases. And then just in conclusion, that we need a feasibility study linked to social impacts of the NHI in terms of the current financial climate, and that the finance minister needs to present a funding model to the committee before the end of the financial year in terms of NHI. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable Chairperson, I'm sure this is my time now.
Yes, Honourable Munyai.
Thank you very much for the wonderful presentation report, Honourable Chair. It is important to thank the Secretary, Ms. Majalamba, and her team for such powerful report. The first thing, Honourable Chairperson, the point of reference should be the report that you have presented yourselves. If the issue of requesting minister to do this entity to do this can be done outside the report as per request of the members, those are not necessarily relevant to BRRR report. I never saw that. But for me, as Honourable Gela would have moved for the adoption of this report, I do so unequivocally that this report must be adopted. Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. And I must be very grateful that there's a progress. Number one, two organizations received clean audit, and also others have received unqualified audit, which means they are en route towards the clean audit. These efforts must be supported. Thank you very much, Honourable Chair.
Thank you. I think is it my chance, Chairperson?
Your turn, Honourable Chairman.
Thank you very much. Greetings to everyone that's present in the meeting, colleagues. My comments are as follows, Chairperson, in regards to the report. There were many, firstly, in regards to the NGOH, there were many comments, right, directed in the direction of the minister and his performance or lack of performance, rather, let me say, as the political head, as the minister. But I don't see a single comment, especially in regards to our contributions as the committee. And I know it's not even white-sided because it came from different directions, but there isn't a single comment speaking about the dissatisfaction of the minister's performance in regards to the annual reports that is encapsulated in this BRRR. And that is a concern because these sentiments were not just shared by one party. And even if they were, when you say the committee and you note, then we shouldn't prioritize certain comments and leave out the next because of our loyalty and allegiance. The committee did raise serious concerns. In fact, when I'm saying concern, I really am numbing the kind of comments that were aimed at the minister in the previous week in relation to the NGOH's performance. But Aguna Neo, management, and not a single comment about the minister, who is the political head, and who is steering this entire thing. The Ministry of Health is under his stewardship. But we are not noting any of the things in regards to the minister's performance. And secondly, in regards to the financial management under NGOH, the committee also proposed that there be some sort of criminal investigations, or that these particular cases of wasteful expenditure that are incurred by the department, or rather reported to the department's wasteful expenditure, be also be checked out in regards to them being corruption, fraud, and crime. Right, especially in light of what happened at Timbisa Hospital and the blatant crime that happened at Timbisa Hospital with the nephew of President Cyril Ramaphosa at the center of it all. right? And it's not noted in the comments or in the recommendations that criminal investigations be pursued or something like that, which is, it was an ongoing thing, an upcoming thing in different meetings as well that came up. And on the SAPRA perspective, on the SAPRA recommendations that the committee gave in, it's not why have Pfizer not withdrawn. It's why was Pfizer not withdrawn? Because when we say not why has Pfizer withdrawn, we're implying that Pfizer should, the onus was on Pfizer to withdraw itself and its program of vaccination in the country. When the onus was placed on SAPRA to withdraw Pfizer in light of the leaked documents that SAPRA was not appraised on and that they approved in relation to safety and efficacy and all those things. But that particular comment is not on, in inverted commas, Lapo issue we on the report, it not why have Pfizer. I'm just catching, like, you do ellipses in front and the back, not withdrawn, but it's rather why was Pfizer not withdrawn by SAPRA? That was the question. Thank you very much.
Honorable Chemakwayo. Honorable Dr. Chemakwayo, you are next. If not, Honorable Siwela.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Dr. Chemakwayo.
I wanted to use this opportunity to record the rejection from the economic freedom fighters of this BRR report. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you very much for this opportunity. I want to support the call by Honorable Munyai and Honorable Gela that the report represent the views, the discussions that we had, and that it must be adopted. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Kaba.
Chairperson, you never said anything after I have, you never acknowledged what I said. Can you please acknowledge? Thank you.
Well, I thought you were making your input and it's being recorded, Honorable Chemakwayo. But
thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Kaba. Honorable Kaba, are you there? Honorable Fastalin, is that still a previous hand of yours?
Chairperson, no, if you're finished, I forgot something. I just want to mention it, please.
Hold on quickly. I'm going to give both you and I think Clark raised the hands again. You can just go in that order. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you, Chairperson. Now, on the oversight visits that Member Gela has mentioned, remember there's still four provinces that we need to go and visit since the previous visit.
Chair.
Can I just finish, please? Thank you. It's the Eastern Cape, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northwest. So I'll support the suggestion on the oversight visits to Eastern Cape, but we must remember that Limpopo, Mpumalanga and Northwest, we must also go and contact visits there. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chair, can I come in?
Yes, Honorable Kaba, I'll give you the space now.
Yes, thank you, Chair. It was just I was cut, you know, this network problem. Chair, I rise to be in support of what Honorable Geller had raised and to second her and Honorable Munyai and Honorable Suwela in the adoption of the report. Furthermore, Chair, to also support Honorable Geller that indeed we consider going to Eastern Cape upon what was raised by the Ombuds. But except that, Chair, Honorable Munyai had also given clarity and guidance to say on the recommendations which we would want them to be in the report, some of the work, it could be plan of the department, plans. So we must differentiate between what could be of a plan and a report, because it's part of the work that has to be implemented. So then we are ready to move with the plan of the department. So we must be careful on that. So, Chair, I rise to second that we indeed approve this report, Chair. On what also what may have been raised by Honorable Shira, the minister assessment is not based upon the committee. The minister is also appointed by the president. Perhaps we must be careful. We are not assessing the minister on the report here. So the minister performance, it could be a different matter. Thanks, Chair.
Point of order, Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Chair, point of order.
We are speaking about the recommendations of the committee. I didn't say at any point that the minister is analyzed or whatever. We are saying different comments. We spoke about the executive, it's noted in the report. We spoke about the management at SAPRA and all of these things, they are noted in the report. Why when you speak about the minister, you don't want to note it, even if it's the political head? It must be noted whether you like it or not, because it's part of the deliberations that were made in this portfolio committee by a portfolio committee member and members of this portfolio committee.
Chair, on a point of order, Chair.
Chairperson, can you cancel this?
Chair, on a point of order, Chair.
Argumentations. We don't need his
report of the minister.
We don't need his input here. We never interfere with their input here. Please, rule on this matter.
Honourable members, let us start from the beginning again. Hang on, Honorable Munyai, please. There were 8 points raised. An honorable member has spoken to a particular point. Do not forget that what we're doing today is we're hearing the inputs of members. And then at the end of this day, when they need to take a decision about the inputs which were made by the members, whether those inputs are acceptable or not for this particular report. I think that's the basic principle of what we're doing. So it's going to be a case where members are going to disagree, where members are going to disagree on points which are raised by other members. But I think we're going to try to do this very well. Let's try, really attempt to do this in an orderly fashion. So, Honorable Chilwa raised a point of order. She raised a point. Honorable Kaba wanted to also then raise a response. I'm going to allow him to raise that response, and then I'm going to take the names again in the order as they are. And we continue with our meeting. Thank you. Honorable Kaba?
Yes, Chair. Chair, I think as having raised the matter that I support that the report be adopted, let me also further, Chair, propose that we can also vote on this report for its adoption. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Next is Honorable Clark, followed by Honorable Sengwa, and then Honorable Munyai.
Thank you, Chairperson. I've been covered by you. I wanted to find out what the structure is now, because there's so many different issues being raised. You know, do we now accept the amendments to the recommendations and then vote on the report? That's all I wanted to know. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Sengwa. Maslengwa? Honorable Munyai?
Honorable Chair, indeed there's areas of disagreement. Therefore, I agree with the view of Honorable Kaba. I second him, such that we must be able to vote on this matter, because we are of the view that this report be adopted as it is, as Honorable Kaba would have raised and Honorable Gela would have raised. So there's a area of disagreement, and I do support adoption of this report without any other additional things, because those additional things in the main are just instructing the minister to do ABCD. So therefore, that is the view I'm putting forward to second Honorable Kaba, please, that let's vote on this matter, and I'm willing to so now.
All right, thank you, Honorable Munyai. I'm only going to take the following two hands, and then I'm going to make a ruling.
Chairperson, I'm back.
Thank you, Maslengwa. So there's three hands now. Honorable Sengwa.
Thank you, Chairperson. On my side, it is very disappointing that there are still provinces who also obtain unqualified as a legacy. That should be stressed. We stress to the Office of Ombuds to please closely monitor these provinces. What are they doing with the community's money? What are they doing with the Texas payers' money if they always get this qualified audit? Consequence management should be done to these provinces. And the other one is the issue of Pfizer. The Pfizer is still a problem to our community because it causes so many things to the, even the death. The Pfizer is there. Our community are still complaining about the Pfizer. Therefore, it should be there and stress that to the SAFRA, Pfizer should be looked at. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable. Honorable members, I see a lot of hands raised now. I'm going to make the following proposal as I have mentioned them. I'm going to take only the next three hands, then finish, then no more discussion on this. And then I'm going to make a ruling as to what we are going to do with regards to this disagreement. But in all fairness, I'm going to allow those who wanted to speak and had raised their hands to do so. I'm going to allow Honorable Members Gela, Chirwa, and Temakwayo.
Thank you very much, Chair. I rise to support the proposal of Honorable Kaba and Honorable Munyai.
Honorable Chirwa and then Honorable Temakwayo.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think my concern here, I don't know, maybe there's a sense of not understanding what the process should encapsulate, right? Recommendations of a portfolio committee
are not necessarily things that only the ANC agree with or only the ANC raised. And if that were the case, why are we having this meeting and then having on the agenda considerations and discussions of the BRRR if you're not going to hear other members on this? I sit in other portfolio committees as well. And there is always an understanding on this particular issue that some issues can also be noted. A concern over the minister's performance is not it's just a contribution from the portfolio committee. The ANC knows there's other political parties in this portfolio committee. They won't pin you guys to the cross if there's a concern from other portfolio committee members over the performance of the minister in his ministry. And other portfolio committees and other chairpersons are able to have that kind of maturity to not be biased because they know that they oversee and chair a portfolio committee that includes different views from different political parties. You can't render us as stepchildren of this portfolio committee. We don't have the credibility to be or the merit to be in this portfolio committee. We are also elected by people who also represent a constituency, and our views must also be noted because we also form part of this portfolio committee, regardless of our political views or political affiliation. You can't just subtract what we are bringing into the portfolio committee because you don't like it at your personal standpoint of view. It is something that was contributed and should be noted, especially because, number two, these things are not noted in the minutes that you are going to present afterwards. You said in the minutes as a note that these things are going to be noted in the BRRR, and yet they are not. I could be asking about the MediQ question because it's not in the minutes, it's not in the BRRR, but it's something that was raised in the portfolio committee, and yet it's not there. How are we not documenting our conversations, our recommendations, justly and fairly? This is not even an issue that we should be fighting about. I am saying, as a member of this portfolio committee, you didn't note my recommendations. How is this even a point of contestation to say, as a member of this portfolio committee, I'm showing a lapo with Minanyiteni, but I was in the meeting, I contributed, other members' recommendations are there, but mine are not there. Why is that the case? It's a simple issue, and it's just technical. This is not a political report. It's a report on what the committee was deliberating on, not what we agreed on. Or you can even note that the ANC disagreed with Chirwa if you wanted to be, but you didn't disagree at the previous. This thing is about the minutes as well, because you didn't note the minutes, what we were saying in the minutes, because you said it's going to be in the BRRR report. So please, can we just be fair and stop fighting about over the simplest things, because other portfolio committees are able to do these simple tasks. Hi guys, you twerk too much. You twerk too much for the minister and the chairman.
On a point of order, on a point of order, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kaba. Point of order.
No, Chair. What is fair here is not to present a political view. We are members of portfolio committee here, and what is fair here is to understand how are ministers and members of parliament assessed. As a committee and in making our reports, we are not a critic to a minister. The minister is part of the PC. So therefore, we don't individualize performances here. We check the work according to the whole department. So that is very key to understand that order, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable members, at the rate you're going now, I might not take any of the hands which follow.
No, Jefferson,
Point of order, Chair. I want to say to Honorable Dr. Sebakwayo, I was still speaking. I don't interject when she speaks.
No, point of order, Chairperson. That is not relevant. That is not correct to be said by the Chairperson. No.
Honorable Dr. Sebakwayo, no. I'm not going to have this meeting go on till tomorrow. So, we are going to have to be matured as the word that was used by somebody about what we are going to be doing today. And if all of you are going to be raising points of order constantly, we are not going to progress. When I look at the system, there's every time a new hand popping up here. At some stage, I'm going to have to make a decision. If it is the view that there will be dialogue between members, then I'm going to stop it. So you can now decide whether you're going to take a short period to state your cases, and then it's done. I don't want to see any other hands. And I, in any case, made a ruling earlier that I was only going to take those hands, which I had mentioned. And then I'm going to say which way we are going to go. But it cannot go in this fashion.
Honorable Chair.
Chair.
I'm going to take the point of order of Honorable Dr. Chair Bukwayo first, who wanted to speak on what I was saying. But we're going to be controlled, Honorable Members. And then I'm going to you, Honorable Munyai, on your point.
Thank you.
I'm going to close this discussion.
Please note me also, Chair.
Also raise the point of order, Chair.
Can I speak, Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable.
Can I make my point? I mean, I was the next one to speak after Honorable Chiro. Can I make my point? It's going to be very short to say, Chairperson, you are the chairperson of this committee. You are expected to make a ruling and not to allow unnecessary, interchange of words as it is happening. But my point is that we cannot be told that whatever our amendments or corrections or additions into this matter cannot be accepted. I mean, it's a final voice that comes from the ANC. It cannot be done that. There is information that is not. So a record, this report as it is, should be accepted with, not even accepted, we are not accepting it. I said we are rejecting it. But the matters of points that are not included into the report should be taken into consideration. They are not supposed to be taken as 1, 2, 3, like I heard one of the members say, it's just 1, 2, 3. It's not 1, 2, 3 here. And we are not going to be told by the ANC members on what to do. We are a committee here. We are not single individual political members here. That's my point. Honorable Chira made a point that needs to be included in this report, and it should be taken as such, and others who did that. But we still say we are rejecting this report with its amendment and whatever.
On that note, Honorable Tembukwayo, Honorable Members, you can all lower all of your hands. I'm not going to take any of those hands now.
You can go
and listen to the audio.
You noted me, Chair.
You can go and listen to the recording if you wish to. I said earlier, I'm going to take these three hands, and that ended with Honorable Dr. Susan Tembukwayo, and she has just spoken. Now, we're not going to have this thing going on and on. I'm going to say where my thinking is and what we ought to be doing. Firstly, we have a report that's before you. It is not the ANC's report. It's a report of the committee that was compiled from the deliberations and interactions and presentations that we had by the department. I mentioned in the beginning, I'll start in the beginning, by the FSC, the AGSA, the department, and the entities. During those discussions, points were raised by honorable members. It is not true that the views only of a one particular party are captured in this report. Go and read this report and you will see where your views are captured of all of the different members of this portfolio committee. And I would want to say political parties. Secondly, once I have gone through this report, we asked for discussions. During those discussions, members wanted to add or want to add certain points to the recommendations. Thirdly, when those recommendations were made, it's very simple. It cannot be just accepted that a report that is developed by an entire team of officials from Parliament now gets cast aside and we say that is not the report of the committee, but we want to add these to the recommendation without us having now an opportunity to discuss whether these recommendations that which are being added are acceptable or not. Having listened to all of you, I have come to the conclusion that some say they want these recommendations, others say It's not acceptable to have these recommendations. So I'm going to do the following. I'm going to put to this meeting all of the recommendations without reading them as having been put by the honorable members, and we will go to a very simple process because we are now stuck with this. The process is the following. We are going to vote on whether we accept the report as is or not, or whether we will take other recommendations to be added. And that is the ruling. You can lower all of your hands now, honorable members. So I'm going to ask the committee secretary to, I'm going to state the case. I'm going to ask the committee secretary to read the names. And we are going to say whether you agree to it or not. The question is, honorable members, do you agree to the report that has been put forward to the committee today on the report to be adopted in its current format as is? It is yes or no.
Point of order, Chairperson, please.
I said earlier, honorable chair, I'm not taking any more. I've made a ruling now. I'm busy with my ruling.
Ms. Bajanama,
can you call the names of those members, please?
It's a point of order, Chairperson.
Honorable Chair, we've been going on and on. It's the same point of order. I'm not taking that point of order. I've told you now, I'm not going to have this discussion anymore. I've already started. I've already given a ruling. I'm going to proceed. Ms. Machalamba, call the names, please.
I'll start with you, Chair, Dr. Jacobs.
Thank you. I agree that the report be adopted in the current format as it is. Thank you.
Mr. Munyai?
I fully agree that this report be adopted as is. And in addition, when the chair has made a ruling in terms of Section 82, Subsection 12, that ruling must be respected by honorable members. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Keller?
Thank you very much. I fully agree with the report. I adopt the report as it is. Thank you very much.
Dr. Harvard.
Thank you. I fully agree to be adopted. Thank you.
Mr. Suwela.
Thank you. Agreed.
Thank you. Mr. Kava.
Thank you. I fully agree with the report as raised by Chair and other members, including Chief Whip. This report is in order. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Clark?
Thank you. I don't agree on the report as it is, as our additional recommendations have not been recognized. In addition to that, Chairperson, I think we all need to be respected for the work we put into this committee. It takes hours to work through these reports. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wilson.
I will absolutely not support, accept the report in its current format. We have a constitutional right of members of this portfolio to put in recommendations as raised in all of those meetings. They were discussion points. I will not accept the report as it is. And if it passes, I will ensure that action gets taken. Thank you.
Dr. Themba Kwayo. Dr. Themba Kwayo. Muted. Dr. Themba Kwayo.
Dr. Themba Kwayo is still muted. You can come back to her.
Because she's part of the meeting, I'll move to Ms. Hlengwa and come back to Dr. Themba Kwayo. Ma'am Hlengwa?
Unmute.
Dr. Temagoy?
I'm here. Can you, what is the question of me to vote on this?
Yes, so thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Doc, we can hear you. You can proceed.
No, I'm saying we are rejecting the report.
Oh, thank you, Doc. Mam
Hlengwa? The rejection of the report.
Thank you, Doc. Mam Hlengwa?
I accept the report.
Thank you. Mr. Van Staden?
I do not accept the report in its current form, and I want to place on the record that we have members of West Portfolio Committee have a constitutional obligation regarding our oversight to amend the recommendations to give the departments and its entities. That's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Van Staden. Seven members have voted that the report must be adopted as it is, and three members have not accepted that, and one member, the EFF, has rejected the report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Ms. Majalamba. Honorable members, you've heard the outcome of this discussion. We are going to accept this report as is. And we are now going to go to the minutes, which we still have to consider and adopt. Three sets of minutes. Ms. Majalamba, can you please slide that those minutes? Honourable members, these are the minutes of the 11th of October 2022, with the briefing by the FSC and the AGSA, and also by the National Health Laboratory Services on the same day. Look, if your name, if you're present, noted as present in the meeting, or whether you had apologised. Next page. Just stop there a little while. Anything you want to add or anything which needs to be changed, your honourable members?
Chairperson?
Yes?
Our discussions are not in any of these minutes, so I don't know what we are discussing, because in the minutes it says our discussions are in the BRRR. They are not in these minutes, so what happens now?
Thank you. Your input is noted. Anyone else?
It's a question. What happens now? Because our discussions are not encapsulated in the minutes and in the BRRR. So what are we doing? We must just adopt, because I'm sure you're bullying us. And our deliberations are not in any of these reports you're giving to us. They are not in the minutes. They are not in the BRRR. So I don't know what this exercise is about, if at the end you're just going to isolate us on the side and not take what we are saying. Can the minutes be updated to have our discussions of all these meetings we had, because they are not encapsulated how they are supposed to be in the BRRR?
Honorable Chirwa, this is how minutes are written. You've adopted, these minutes have been adopted over these years in the same format as they are here. We don't capture all of the details. That's why you have the recordings to go and listen to. So, please let us continue. Next.
Chairperson, I've got my hand up.
Yes, Honorable Clark.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just would like to notify you that the DA will be leaving this platform now. We feel that our rights are not recognized in this committee as members, and our inputs have not been recognized. We've put an enormous amount of time into these reports, and we have not been recognized at all in terms of our input. So, I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, we're not recognized, so we will be leaving the platform now. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Just to say it's not true, the process has been followed. No, Honorable Gela, let me finish. The process has been followed. And due to the,
can you allow me to speak?
Due to the members not being able to agree, the process has been followed, which is completely allowed within the rules of National Assembly. Yes, Honorable Gela?
Yes, thank you. Chairperson, you must not be bullied. You are our chairperson of this portfolio. And honorable members, I don't know what they are saying. Because chairperson, their report is part of the report. What they have said is being kept. You are disturbing me. You are disturbing me, Dr. Chembako. Can you please raise your hand if you want to comment?
Honorable
Dr. Chembekwayo.
On the platform and respect the
honorable Tirwa, not Tirwa.
There's nothing that I will do because we are both Mosso.
Members, can we give platform to the speaker in the platform?
You are not the chairperson, the
I think their comments were part of the report.
Why are you meeting me and not Gela? Why am I being missed?
Honorable members,
chairperson, we are sick and tired of EFF bullying us in this portfolio.
It's just the beginning, my sister. It's just the beginning. Nifazo was sick and tired because you're white people.
You must respect us.
How?
We are disrespecting our people. Why are we respecting our people? Because I'm giving the platform by the chairperson to see. You must have respect for yourself.
I am warning you now. You're going to be removed from this platform. If you
it's an order of the day. Removing us from the platform is always an order from yours.
It's because of your behavior. You will never be removed from the platform.
You are behaving like an adult.
On a national platform, national televised platform, and you behave in this manner.
You don't just demand respect, you earn it. If you disrespect us, you disrespect you.
You know what they are doing. It's uncalled for.
The next one, I'm going to count.
I'm
going to remove that one.
They have rejected the report. They have rejected everything. But they are saying they are standing for the pure.
for the people.
Yes, we reject part.
No,
we reject the president.
We reject the part. They are in standing for their own interest. How can you reject the report? The next thing you want to comment.
Each member,
start by removing Gela.
Gela, Chirwa, and Tembokwayo. Tell me when it's done. Thank you. Right. Can you please fly that agenda? Let's complete this our work for today, honorable members. Please, can you fly those minutes again? We still have enough members in this meeting to be able to complete looking at those minutes. Honorable members, there you see, is that the last page. Those were the minutes of the, I need the date, was it 11th of October?
Yes, sir.
So, can I ask for adoption of these minutes, honorable members? Honorable Kaba?
Chair, I raise my hand to propose that we support and amend or adopt these minutes, Chair.
Thank you very much. Next set of minutes, honorable Ms. Majalamba. Can I get a seconder? Sorry, seconder? Maslengwa?
I second that, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Dr. Harvard. Next set of minutes, please. Honorable members, the minutes of the 12th of October, we had briefings from the OHSC, the SAMRC, the Health Ombud, and the Compensation Commissioner. Please see if you are recognized as being present in that meeting. Next page.
Chairperson.
Well, I'm going to finish this and I'll listen to you. Next page. Next page, honorable members. Next page. Is there another last page, I would guess? Next page. Next page, Ms. Majalamba. Honorable members, if there's nothing that you're concerned about, can I get somebody to vote for adoption of this?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. Any seconder?
I second.
Chairperson, are you ignoring me? Are you ignoring me?
Honorable Chirwa, don't bully me. I said I will allow you once I'm done with this part.
But why, Kela, you allow her?
Listen to the words spoken.
Why are you allowing Kela and not me? I want to know. I'm curious. But you don't know what I'm doing.
Honorable Chirwa.
You don't even know what I'm doing.
I'm warning you, don't try to bully me. I'll throw you out.
Why are you ignoring me and you are taking Kela? But I said, Chairperson, you don't know what I'm going to say. You don't know anything. You're not a prophet. You don't know what I'm going to say.
Ms. Majalamba, can I get the next set of minutes?
Hivana.
First page, honorable members, please see a briefing by the Medical Council for Medical Schemes and the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority. Anything on that first page?
Chairperson.
The next page.
You are ignoring me again.
Next page, honorable members.
Heaven. Chairperson, why are you ignoring me?
Next page, honorable members.
So much for an old man. You're not even mature.
Thank
you. Can't take a simple comment. You can't take a simple comment. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You don't know what I'm going to say, but you're ignoring me. You are taking
a minute. Can I ask for a second?
Why are you taking me?
I second the
minutes, please. Thank you very much.
I second the minutes.
I think that brings us to the conclusion of today's meeting, honorable members. I appreciate you coming for this meeting, and we will be communicating when the next meeting of this portfolio committee will be sitting. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.